Welcome to the Washington Page. Today I talk with Mike Jewell with the Washington Choral Society. Thank you for joining me here. You're with the Washington Choral Society. How long have you been with them?
We started about 22 years ago. Our first concert was a Christmas concert, and the benefit went to the WACAN group, which was a Washington Against Child Abuse agency that needed matching funds to get started, and we've done lots of fundraisers like that for different groups since then.
So you've been with them the whole time then?
Yes, I've been the director. We had a co-director for a while for the last few years until Kent had to move out of the area, but I've been the director for 22 years.
Well, good deal, and you've got a concert coming up here close to Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's February 15th at 7:30 at the Westchester Heritage Center in Westchester. It's called An Evening of Love. We also have not only our group performing, but a special appearance by Just Us Girls, some group numbers and lots of solos and small groups. Tickets are $20. Reservations are required. If you'd call 319-653-4983, or you can also get tickets at Griggs Music on the north side of the square. For the $20, you will get not only an evening of great music, but appetizers, desserts, coffee, and a portion of the profit goes to Hamakua and the Stevens Shelter.
Is there a reason why you joined up with those organizations for this particular concert?
Well, I've helped some people that have been homeless in our area the last couple of years and teach in high school. I'm also aware sometimes of people that need an emergency shelter, and I have students that have attended events at the Hamakua place, so it's a great organization, and it's filling a need, and unfortunately there's also a need for shelter, and so we want to support that. And Washington Choral Society has helped a lot of different organizations over the years, and it seemed like a timely thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, the concert, what can people expect in terms of type of music?
Well, we'll have a wide variety of music. We have some things from the Beatles. We have some popular music. We have some country songs that the men's group is singing. We have things from the 40s, 50s, all the way to the present. Mostly, you know, popular music, some vocal jazz. Just Us Girls does some choreography with some of their songs. And, of course, not only the great music, but the appetizers and desserts are part of that. Should be awesome. Should be a fun evening starting at 7:30.
All righty. And you mentioned the men's group. Who's going to be performing?
Well, we have a group of about 25, 30 singers from Washington Choral Society performing. They'll be doing some numbers together. And then there's also the men of the group are doing some numbers alone, as well as the women of the group doing some numbers alone. And then we also have soloists and duets, and of course Just Us Girls. You may be familiar as a women's group in the area that also performs in the area.
You've got this Valentine's event, and looking ahead to the months to come, do you hold any other events?
We usually do something in the fall. We've done a lot of holiday concerts in December, so we actually, that's our next meeting, is discuss the next season. And we've done Memorial Weekend things. You know, we've done a wide variety of programming. But typically we do a couple concerts in the year, usually something in the fall or around Christmas and something in the spring. And this is our spring event this year. I can't tell you, you know, make sure you come to the next thing because don't know what it is just yet.
Well, Mike, is there anything that you'd like to add here?
Just make sure people get out there and not only support some great music in the community, but also come and help out Hamakua and the Stevens Shelter while having a great evening with a friend or a special someone. And it all starts on February 15th at 7:30.
That was my conversation with Mike Jewell, director of the Washington Choral Society. For today's Washington Page, I'm Nathan Swenson.